Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS, and our guest today is Cheryl Connell Marsh from Nottingham Equestrian Center in East Lansing. Cheryl, one of the things that interested me is kind of the relationship that these horses have with the people who they spend time with, and even more importantly, with each other. And I don't think a lot of people completely understand the interrelationship between these animals. Can you expound upon that a little bit?
Absolutely. And you're right there, Lee. They have very strong relationships with each other, and they also, many of them, have strong relationships with the people. I own school horses, and some of these school horses have been with me for over 20 years. The relationship that I have with these horses is a very special one. And many times people come in and they can't believe, because when I walk into the barn, those horses turn their heads and look to me. They're looking for me. I'm the person who's taking care of them. I'm the person who's loved them over those years. And so it's a very special bond that forms. The horses form even more special bonds, in my opinion. If you watch the herd, you can see a very definite herd leader who runs the herd. I've had all different kinds of herd leaders in the past. Mm-hmm. Some of my best herd leaders are mares. They tend to lead with less aggression. Okay. Than the geldings do.
They're a gentler hand.
But it's interesting, a lot of times the mares that I have that have been my head mares also have kind of a big gelding in the wings who backs them up. So if anybody gives them any trouble, then that gelding steps in.
Sure.
But a lot of times people will say, oh, well, your head horse must be the big one over there. And a lot of times it has nothing to do with size. Right now, my present herd leader, he's a small quarter horse. And he is a little bit too intense with the other horses. He could be a little less aggressive than he is. But I happen to own the biggest horse in the herd, and he's completely clueless to the thought of ever running the herd. He just loves everyone and wants to be friends mostly with the ponies in the herd. So size doesn't have anything to do with it. There are relationships that have formed in my herd. My two oldest school horses, one is 28 and 29. They have been friends for probably about 15 years. And whenever you go out in the herd, the two of them are side by side together. And they have been friends for forever. I have geldings and mares that'll join relationships together. And it's interesting because a lot of people don't realize how strong these relationships become between the animals. That if you have two horses in the herd and say one horse ends up leaving and going to another barn, I have one horse in my barn who was very good friends with another horse. And when that horse left, the horse now, he's just pretty much by himself. He hasn't formed another relationship with any of the other horses. I've had horses die in the past. And the other one, again, the same thing, does not form another relationship with another horse because that relationship was so strong. Now, not all of them form that kind of intense, close bond. My horse, like I said, he's friends with everyone. But the ones that do form those relationships, they are very strong and a lot stronger than most people realize, the emotion that goes into it.
Absolutely. Wow. That's fantastic. I imagine just observing that, and this is your entire life practically, that must in and of itself be a spiritual enrichment to you and what you do and how you do it.
Absolutely. And people could learn so much. People that ride could learn so much by just going out and sitting and watching the herd of horses. To watch the interactions, you learn so much. You learn what their signals are to one another, and you learn yourself how to work with them and to avoid like accidents per se. You know, if that horse is not friends with that horse, don't walk your horse by it. you know, because he's going to come after him.
Don't ask for what you shouldn't be getting into.
Right.
So you mentioned something. You just brought it up as if it's just common conversation, and you were saying your school horses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need a little clarification for everyone, just because although I know what you're talking about, and you probably know what you're talking about, and most of the people listening know what you talk about, you're talking about horses that are there to teach people how to ride.
Absolutely. These are horses that people that come to my stable, I own the horses, they come and they take lessons on them. School horses are worth more than any race horse or breeding stallion in the world to me, because they're the horses that I can trust are going to take care of these people, that are going to teach them, that are patient, that even though the person says it the wrong way or bounces on their back or pulls on their mouth, these horses just keep going and doing what I'm asking them to do.
And we were at the beginning of the show, we talked about wild horses. Probably not where somebody that's thinking about getting a horse for their first time and doesn't really even know what a horse is all about, not a good place to start. And probably running out and buying a horse isn't the first place to start. Probably just coming out to a place like your facility and interacting with horses, maybe even just observing them at first, but also thinking about taking classes about how to ride, yeah?
Absolutely.
There different levels of tell me, I don't know anything about riding horses, and I eventually want to own my own horse and have one to ride. What classes do I take?
Well, you start out taking probably the beginner classes at our barn, and then basically you want to make sure that you feel comfortable on that horse, and say you're gonna own that horse. You don't want to give that horse, just like I was saying before with the school horses, you don't want to give them confusing signals. Mm-hmm. So you want your position to be balanced and secure on top of that horse, that when you say something to them, you're saying the correct thing. You're not blurring it because you're losing your balance or you're losing your stirrup. Mm-hmm. We also have a pony camp. So kids can come out and experience the ponies and get a hands-on. A lot of times people will call and say, oh, they want to get a pony or a horse for their child. And I say, you know, they really need to come out and experience it. And the pony camp is nice because they're not only riding, they're there all day with the ponies, interacting with them, learning about the care of them.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, at our barn, we also will lease horses. So if you want to buy a horse, it's nice to start out leasing a horse and see what it's like, and you don't have to own that horse, per se.
Uh-huh.
And we also have working students, so they learn what it takes to take care of a horse, and they can work off their board by working for us and learn more about what it takes to take a horse and to respect them.
Sure. Now, have you ever had a situation where you know somebody's going to be interested in getting a horse, but you're observing their behaviors and you just can't help it, and your tongue's bit as much as it can, and then you eventually tell them they shouldn't? Does that ever come up? Or do you think that by the time they get to you, you know, that doesn't happen? That's already a sorted process.
Usually those are the people that I really encourage them to lease a horse, because we have several lease options in our barn. And if they say that, you know, that they're ready to buy a horse, and I don't think that they are, Then I tell them I think maybe a lease would be a better idea.
Good
but
idea.
You certainly have to know that people are going to be people. And so I can give them my opinion. I can't force them to do what I think is the best thing.
Right.
If they want to buy a horse, they're going to buy a horse. And I've had it happen in the past where people went out and bought, say, a thoroughbred off the track and then decided they were going to take it home. And that upsets me, because I know the horse isn't going to get the best end of that deal. It's not so much, oh, they did something that I suggested they not. It's more I worry about the welfare of the horse and how happy are they going to be with someone who doesn't really know what they're doing.
Yeah, I always think when I'm at the store, where I'm kind of the guidance counselor, I'm not judge and jury, because I've found too often that people surprise the heck out of me and end up becoming better pet owners than I ever expected. And if nothing else, when you tell them, you know, essentially don't come. Yeah, when you tell them not to kind of come back, you know, which is sometimes what you do when you get to be pretty bold and assuming that they're not going to make a good pet, then either they have a good experience elsewhere, or more importantly, they never open the door to come back and talk to you and solve their problems and become good, in your case, horse owners. Yeah,
right.
Well, we've been talking today with Cheryl Connell Marsh from Nottingham Equestrian Center in East Lansing. Cheryl, if people want to get in touch with you, we've barely even gotten into this topic, but if people have questions and want to have access to you, how can they get in touch with you? Do you have a phone number or an email address or a website where people can get information about you?
We do have a website. It's NottinghamEquestrianCenter.com, and that website gives you all information that you could possibly want about Nottingham. If you want to call and talk to me, the number at the barn is 517-351-7304.
Thank you, Cheryl. We appreciate your being on the show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And Rick, that's pretty much going to be all the time we've got for this week's show. We hope that all of you will be back here with us next week at 11 a.m. here for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And on behalf of Rick Pruce and I'm Lee Cohen, saying that I hope that all of you have a really great week. And for gosh sakes, please take good care of your pets.